You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Got out of his studio in his home, and he is now in the studio. We're still at home. It's Beach & Company, my co-producer and soon-to-be producer for life, Bernadette Pollack. Okay, yeah, nice hand for Bernadette Pollack. Oh, she went to get the wedding invitations printed, and the man who does the printing, turns out he's a fan of the show, so thank you very much. Glad he's listening. He recognized her by her name because we mention it all the time now. I have to. I'm under strict orders to at least mention it twice a show. Got it? Okay. Let's go to line two. That would be Teresa, which is a very pretty name, in West Seneca. Teresa, you're on WBEN.
Hi there, Sandy. I'm glad you took my call today. I just hope I can give you all of my thoughts. First of all, sports teams, the fans, the owners, they need to fight this back. Just another example of cultural Marxism in terms of changing everything, changing the history, and people need to start to fight back. As far as the schools, they need to open. You know, everybody places so much emphasis on data. Well, the data shows that the kids basically are least susceptible to the disease. I realize that some might be vulnerable. Parents have to be smart about whether or not they want their kids to go back on an individual basis, but kids need to be in school. They also need to stop the teachers who have such strong political biases to keep their biases to themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. This woman who has 9 children that's on Fox, she pulled them all out of school when one day one of her kids brought home a presentation piece from the Communist Party. And it wasn't for educational purposes. That it had no prequel or any information on there as far as a different point of view. And she'd had enough. She didn't send her kids to school to be indoctrinated as a communist.
No, you send them there to be educated so they have the basics so they can live a successful life. It has to stop. And my cousin in San Antonio had sent me this email just yesterday on one of the bestsellers on Amazon, Communism for Kids. That's the title of the book. And I just couldn't believe it. And I went in and I read pieces of it and I thought, you got to be kidding me. It's kind of difficult to believe we're in the place we're in, but we are. As for the polling, it's wishful thinking on the part of the Democrats. The mainstream media still thinks if they keep pushing it and they tell us that this is what it is, that it's so. That's all you need to do is go around and, you know, I'm sure you've done the dance with people where, you know, you mention something, you kind of try to figure out where they stand, and people, they see right through Biden. They see right through all of this. Another cousin who is a semi-retired Air Force in Ohio, he wished me a happy 4th this past weekend and said that, gave me a very scary observation. He said both Stalin and Mao, as they took over their countries, and established communism. One of the first things they did was to get rid of the police forces. And the second thing, and I've been thinking about this ever since this virus, is to kill small businesses. Why? Because they want to make people dependent on the government. I think most people see this, and I sure hope they remember it in November.
And, you know, it's mindless vandalism. Frederick Douglass, if these mobs needed a hero, he would be it. And they dumped his statue, too. It's like they're mindless. They're just doing destruction for the sake of destruction. And I would like to see it end, to be honest with you. Yes, they're statues, but they hold memories, and good and bad. But it's part of our history, and you have to remember that. You can't change history. History is what it is. I wish there was a magic wand where you could just wave it at these people, and they'd have to live a year in a communist country, just 1 year. Then tell me how anxious they'd be to get back to America.
In all of this, the corruption, and when you have our own ex-president saying, keep it up, it's just a distraction from the corruption that had taken place before and after this last election, as well as the silent coup. And that's just the way I see it.
Yeah, you know, we've had some of this for a long time, but a lot of it got accelerated during the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And he's still yapping away in the background. I gave a lukewarm endorsement, hardly above a decibel level, to Joe Biden. Joe Biden, they got to check his pulse to see if he's not a corpse already. So I don't see him being 15 points ahead of the president. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody believing that he's on a roll. That's the reason they're keeping him under wraps. No, they're keeping him under wraps because they don't want you to see the real Joe Biden. And keep in mind, the thing with his sons hasn't been brought up yet because they haven't gotten to that point in the categories it would be appropriate. His sexual advances hasn't been brought up. These are long-standing things. I think Biden is some low-hanging fruit. It's just a matter of when they want to pick it. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Buzzy, was I seeing what I was seeing? I turned the TV on in the middle of the president being covered, and I think he was standing on the balcony with Melania, his lovely wife, and David Bellavia. I think it was David Bellavia, and that's quite nice, hobnobbing with the president on the 4th of July. Do you think, was it David? Do you know?
It was David, and I saw the pictures on David's Facebook page. I mean, just awesome. Right there with President Donald Trump, our favorite American hero, David Bellavia.
There aren't that many civilians that are allowed to get that close, that up close and personal to the president. But I guess the president likes to be surrounded by Medal of Honor winners, too. So that's a great honor for David Bellavia, and congratulations to him.
And Sandy, can I say, I read a few more pages of his book over the weekend, and
I can't put it down.
And if anyone missed it, WBEN.com, he wrote a perspective about July 4th and a different kind of July 4th this year. I suggest everyone go read it.
David's very talented. I didn't know until I actually heard his speech to the Pentagon after he had been awarded the medal was phenomenal. He's a really good speaker. Hey, I mean, he does a great talk show, but hearing him out of that element of being out and doing public speaking, he's very good. And hanging with the president doesn't get much better than that.
And I will put that picture on the Facebook page.
All right. Let's see. What do we have next? I think we have line 5, and that would be Rick. Rick, you're on WBEN.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
It's going fine, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Talking about the name changes, you know, and of course, I heard your other caller earlier who say that it doesn't really matter. You're still going to watch the games. You're still going to be involved in the games. I mean, if it offends you that much, you don't have to watch. I heard this bled into the pro golfers now. There's a golfer named Kid Chris who's going to change his name to Long Duck Dong.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the call. Yep, appreciate it.
He held on for over an hour for that.
Did he do that? Yeah, he did. People need a stage. I'm telling you, they need a stage. You know what? I've asked the company to let me do, and they haven't answered it yet, but I want to do a streaming show. Because if I'm doing streaming, that's not regulated by the FCC. So essentially, I could go on and do a show if I wanted to, just like Howard Stern. I wouldn't, because I don't copy anybody, but I do my own version no problems, say what you will, whatever you're comfortable with. That would be fun. Would you like to come on that with me?
Oh, Sandy, I would join you on that anytime, and I would love to hear you on the air in a non-censored environment. I get to hear that off the air. I'd love to hear it on the air.
Can you imagine the stuff we talk about off the air going on the air?
Could you imagine Jimmy and I having a show uncensored?
No. In fact, I'm sure they'll ask, do you even know Jimmy? I'll say, no, I've heard about him. It's the Jimmy legend I've heard of from Rob Lucas, but no. So that'd be fun. I hope they let me do it, but I don't know if they will. Anyway, congratulations to WEBR. Today is their kickoff day. They used to be WJJL in the falls. Now they're WEBR. I know practically everyone associated with that project. Good luck to you. I like the more competition in radio, the better. Radio is a better medium with competition. I've always said that. Well, I say other things too, like, could you pass me a cheese sandwich? So I don't always just say that, but I do say that occasionally. Let's go to line one, Lori in Buffalo. Lori, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Lori.
Just to have a comment about the schools and also the polls.
Okay, sure.
Schools. What they're teaching now is a curriculum called 1619, which is in our Buffalo schools. And in many schools, especially urban schools around the country, it teaches that capitalism is bad. Capitalism happens to be the most successful economic system in the world in history. Also teaches the complete opposite of any kind of positivity in our history and our founding. It teaches that it was a cruel, horrible founding based on slavery and that the slaves built our country. And actually, when you step back and look, I consider it a very racist curriculum because it absolutely targets white people. So then it continues in high school, very liberal. And then kids are sent to college where they're...
Oh, college is the worst, sure.
And my suggestion for that is I think colleges should be able to disclose who their professors are and what their affiliations are so parents really know who their children are going to be taught by. Because let me tell you right now, thank God my children are grown. My youngest son went to the Naval Academy, so there was no argument there. But... absolutely, I have a handful, literally just a handful of schools I would dare send my kids to now.
Well, I think I love your suggestion about making public, having it transparent, what the teachers are going to teach, and it should have to be approved as part of the curriculum. But at least then you know they're teaching something as a subject. And if you like, you could learn about Germany in World War II. Okay, doesn't mean they're trying to talk you into being like the people in Germany in World War II. So I like your thought about that. So you know what kind of a class your kid is going to be in and subjected to. And if you don't like it, you can pull them out. Okay, a good point, Lori. Thank you very much. Buzzy, when you were in school, I didn't get any indoctrination because history was still going on while I was there. I remember when we had the Lincoln-Douglas debate in our school gym. It was great. We had a...
Is that when you wanted to join media?
And you know, it surprised me. Douglas could dunk. So it's amazing when you're part of history how differently you view it.
I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, when I was in school, I have to say, for the most part, in middle school and high school, you didn't see that as it was being taught. Now, later on in high school, probably senior year, I can think of one moment where we were talking about more recent American history, and the teacher teaching was not a fan of Ronald Reagan. But I will give the teacher credit. They started it by saying, this is a commentary, not part of the lesson plan. And I've always remembered that because when college came around, you never got that disclaimer before the lesson. I mean, it was, for the most part, a very liberal bias in whatever class you were taking. I took a an introduction to communication type class. I think it was introduction to pop culture 101. And we had to watch three movies that semester. Fahrenheit 9/11, Inconvenient Truth, and Outfoxed.
Very good. I saw, let's see, I saw the Fox early morning newscast, which I watch every morning. I listen to Mazin and Mrs. Rose, the lovely Susan Rose, and then I switch over to catch some TV news. And Newt Gingrich's wife is an ambassador to the Holy See. Now, that's a good job, a good job. So he's been reporting from Rome. And one of the things he says is that the Liberal Party has been converted into the Hate America Party. You know, they were liberal before, and there were some things they liked, some things they didn't like, but it wasn't all hatred. And now it's been taken over, and it's basically all a negative, negative USA. What we're doing wrong instead of what we're doing right. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a very doom and gloom. If you look at, you know, I look at posts by people on the left side of the aisle, and a lot of their posts, I mean, just go to Nate McMurray's Twitter. Everything is doom and gloom.
Well, Nate McMurray's an idiot. So, I mean, I guess the good part about America is we give plenty of time and space to idiots. They can post their own sayings, have little lawn signs, do stuff like that. And you can recognize them pretty easily as soon as they show up. I don't know about you, but I'm really good at sizing somebody up very quickly. It's almost like they have a sign. People should have electric signs that they have to carry and turn them on when it says, "I am an idiot." So you don't have to waste your time arguing with them. Can you tell right away? Because you're going to be interviewing a lot of people in your career.
You know, I think the more I do it, especially with the Hardline show, the more you have politicians on, you're able to quickly discover what they're telling you and where they stand on things and if you have to turn that light on, that sign on or not.
Yeah, it's very easy to, it very easily shows. I mean, it's not a mystery as to which ones are morons. I remember when I first started doing talk, I was interviewing a politician who was saying one thing on the microphone and turning his head no as to me, telling me that what he was saying was a lie, not to think that that's how he really feels. Now I'm thinking, what kind of a candidate is this? Is he going to do that for everybody or just when he gets interviewed? So I went right into the questions that I wasn't supposed to ask him. And the presentation that he wasn't comfortable with, because I didn't like that fact, I kind of disclosed what he was doing. I was interviewing a guy once who got so ticked and nervous, he kept fiddling with his watch and looking at his watch. And I said on the air, "Gee, I'm surprised you're doing that, because if people were here to see it, it would seem like you're not having a good time." And he didn't appreciate that either. And that was interesting. It was the last time he was on the show, too. Let's take a break, and we will return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bum, 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 bum. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're talking about different things today. The assault again. This is like old news, but it's revived every once in a while. On nicknames like the Cleveland Indians. How about that? The Atlanta Braves. How about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Washington Redskins? Tell me what you think. Do you have a problem with any of those? I don't. They're designed to be either fighting names or names to be honored. The team doesn't. A team does not put a logo on that says, "I'm a loser." The nicknames are built around winners. The Giants, strong. You know, the Bears. Whoa, man, who's going to mess with that? The Packers. They're out in Green Bay doing man's work. So it's hard to believe that you would take offense at thinking that they were being benign. Not benign, but maligned. I meant to say maligned. Maligned, because that's not true. Let's go to John in Cheektowaga on line 4. John, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy.
Hello there, John.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about Joe Biden. I have a couple of, well, I got a question and a comment, practical observation. He's obviously being run by one or more people, obviously, probably campaign consultants.
Sure.
Far no one has identified them. I'm surprised somebody like Project Veritas or someone hasn't, you know, someone on the right, you know, someone who's a Trump supporter or, you know, just doesn't like Biden, hasn't tried to figure out who these people are, do an investigative report, because those are the people who are deciding who our next president is going to be, obviously, if he wins. And then.
And doesn't it seem strange to you that all of this came about during the beginning of the campaign? And most of the push would be trying to put a negative brush on the president with this. I think it's more than coincidental.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, that every time Biden goes out in public or even addresses anything, they're holding their breath because they know he could say something, you know.
Yeah. All it takes is one faux pas that's really taken the wrong way, and your career is over.
Yeah. And the other thing, he's talking about the vice president being a woman and possibly a black woman. And I was thinking, it's not his fault, obviously, but there just aren't any qualified black women right now in America. I mean, Kamala Harris is pretty prominent, but she has a lot of, you know, if you watch the debate, Tulsi Gabbard took her apart. She said, you're talking about, you're for the blacks, obviously. But she, when she was a prosecutor in the Bay Area, she prosecuted blacks just relentlessly, you know. And then she was proud of that at the time. Of course, that was years ago. But
yeah, and that'll come back to haunt her. Also, Biden himself. Yeah. Nobody's talking about his son and his lucrative deal with the Iranian oil companies. Nobody's talking about Biden's sexual problems here and there. Yeah. There's a lot of important things that haven't been brought up yet.
Yeah, that's one of the good things that came out of this is it's pretty much destroyed the Me Too movement now because they haven't given any credibility to the woman that accused Biden. And they if they're going to only go after people like the people that went after Kavanaugh, you know, if they're only going to go after the, and say that, oh, well, we have to believe her, they don't have any credibility anymore.
Well, yeah, and Newt is in Italy, and he said that the liberals have been changed into just anti-Americans.
Yeah.
There used to be space for liberals. Now we have to make another space as they usurp the liberal position for anti-Americans. They are anti-Americans. I just don't know. You know, I don't think they have to leave, but I just wonder why they want to be here. If this country is as bad as you think, why do you want to be here? And you'll notice the people that they're pointing fingers at are the same people that are paying the taxes so that the benefits, which come in generous proportions, get paid.
Yeah.
They seem to forget that. They seem to forget that that's where the money comes from for the programs that they enjoy.
Yeah, the last thing I want to say is if these people would have the intelligence, and they don't, obviously, to look at history, there has never been a successful far left, whatever, socialist, communist, you know, it basically ruins the country. That, you know, look at Russia in the 70s when we were in the Cold War in the 80s.
Yeah, you want to live in Cuba? That's a time capsule, for crying out loud. They still drive 56 Chevy cabs, although the cars are nice.
Yeah.
But that'll give you an idea. It's like you're in a time warp. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, I think I'll review what we're talking about, and then we'll go to the break. We are talking about the Cleveland Indians. How about the Atlanta Braves, the Washington Redskins, Kansas City Chiefs? Those teams are considering, at least we know a few of them are considering, changing their nickname because of pressure. Yeah, the mob is out. The mob is going after. They don't even know what they're going after. You could put a statue of an angel up there and they'd probably topple it and throw it in the water. The last one I saw going in the water was disgusting. It was disgusting. It was this morning. So what do you think about the nickname thing? And school. School is going to return in the fall, we think. How are you going to return? You're going to be sitting in a classroom in front of a video screen? What are you going to be doing? Let us know. Will it be a Zoom education for you? And the polling. Do you believe that the president's 10 to 15 points, depending on what you're looking at, behind in the polls? You believe that? I don't. I'd like to know if you do or you don't. On News Radio 930 WBEN. You know what we're asking about? Let's go to some of the Facebook. People put a lot of Facebook, and we get a lot of texts to Buzzy, give me some Facebook, please.
Yeah, we'll start with Sue. And Sue says, you know, I'm not a fan of giving into political correctness. As soon as you give into the mob, they will be asking for everything. It's not a stretch that they'll next come after something you admire. There is nothing offensive about the team name Redskins. It means they are warriors. They are there to fight. It's not supposed to be derogative.
No, I agree with her. You give them something, they immediately want more. I don't think it's like feeding the lion. You know, you keep feeding the lion, and when you run out of food, the lion eats you. And that's what it is. It's basically just handing everything over. If it has any meaning for you in the first place, you should stand and fight for it, as far as I'm concerned. because these mindless mobs, first of all, they don't even know what the hell they're doing. They have no real target because they'll just go after something and not even know that, oops, did we do something? Did we just topple a statue of my mother into the river? You know, they just don't know. They're dumb. They don't seem to be that organized. They know where they have to go and what they have to do, but I don't think they're too bright. I'd like to know where the funding is coming from. I hope they're investigating that. But basically, they're out to destroy anything that we hold in esteem in America. They want to rename this, rename that, like that's going to make a difference, right? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Gerald in Tonawanda on line one. Gerald, you're on WBEN.
Well, thank you for having me. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been offended for many years by the term Yankees, and I just think that New York should change the name to something else that we can all agree on that's not so offensive, like fruitcakes. I mean, like, we all enjoy a good fruitcake.
New York, home of the fruitcakes. That'd be perfect.
I think we lost him, Sandy.
Oh, is that it? Oh, I thought that was just the opening bit.
I thought so, too. I think we lost him.
Okay, well, thank you, Jerry. Thank you for calling. Let's go to the next one. I got my sheet right here. We go to Keith in Ontario. Keith, you're on line two. Keith, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, it's Pete. Listen, I can't believe Susan Rice gets on yesterday, goes after the president about Russia, says the worst things about the man you could ever hear. But let's just take a step backwards. Where the hell is William Barr? You guys are, your country's collapsing under your feet. You haven't done an attorney general. I mean, you had a sitting president almost cooed, if not maybe cooed out. Nothing, nowhere, no how. You know what? I cannot believe at this point there isn't a bunch of the good old boys going downtown. Well, Columbus, the wheel guy, are you kidding me? The first navigator in like human history that told people the friggin' world wasn't flat? Are you kidding me? And William Barr, where is he? Where are the busload of lawyers or some police to shut these people down? You know what? Listen, Sandy, if they can do what they're doing now, you don't think they can't manipulate voting machines or cheat? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, of course they can. And Susan Rice has more baggage than United Airlines. Remember, she lied to all the Sunday morning shows during a critical time in Obama's presidency. She's got her hands full of this and that. I think that if she's chosen, they'll have a field day picking her apart.
But they won't, Sandy, because none of it makes any difference. The left can do anything they want. But the Biden five, there's so much corruption in that family. Not one thing is brought forward except for bits on Fox News, maybe yourself. We get the Limbaugh that might hit 25 to million, 40 million ears. But they're the same people. You're not getting anything on mainstream media that's going to make a lick of difference. And they're making this Trump guy out to be the worst villain ever. And it's working. It's starting to work. You know those polls are ridiculous. Who'd answer any pollster?
Yeah, and they're out there for a couple of reasons. One, to discourage you. Another, a lot of people don't like to vote for a loser. If they know that their candidate's a loser, they'll either sit on their hands or they'll vote against him or her, and that's what they're trying to do with him. Well, don't get discouraged on it, Pete. We still have plenty of time to go, and they've got plenty of ammunition. I don't know when they're going to start hurling it, but they seem to be more involved with the demonstrations and things like that, which might be set at this time as a distraction to the every day is one less day of campaigning.
Who's going to hurl it, though? At this point, even Fox News, we're seeing the kids have an influence. Like, are you kidding me? They're bringing, you know, what's her name? The one that gave Hillary the question, CNN, and got fired.
Donna Brazile.
Donna Brazile, yeah. She's been on several times. She tries to look like she's neutral, but she's not neutral at all, and we all know it.
and she's a lying idiot. And they're giving her credence. The other day she went off on Trump about how weak he was in this and corrupt he was in that. And that they're the ones that are the most corrupt people ever, and Fox News is giving them a platform now. That would never happen on a CNN, NBC, CNBC.
I think Fox Network does that so that they have something to stand on to say we're fair, we're balanced. Look, we even have the opposition on from time to time, and just like they have Juan Williams on, same thing. So I think we can easily see the influence of the kids as it gets a little bit slowly but surely a little bit more to the left.
It's unbelievable, the influence of the kids. The daddy would roll over in his grave. And you know what? This is more than Barack Obama being reelected in 12. This is the most important election to keep the lawlessness in check. What would ever happen if it was a left-wing president? They may not get the Senate back. They'll probably hold the House. Nobody fights back. No, nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah, it seems like most of the people that we talk to, including you, we want more action, and we're willing to get out and make it happen. But it seems like they're a little too slow and deliberate and gentlemanly. We want some faster action. By the way, I think the old man isn't dead. I think he's still alive. If he died, he died while I was on vacation or something, and I didn't hear about it. But I think he's Rupert is gone, is still here. In fact, I'll have my crack information team
already on it.
Are you on it? Yep, you are on it, and then Bernadette's on it. Is Rupert Murdoch still alive?
He's alive at 89 years old.
Yep. Rupert Murdoch was the one who thought there should be a left. Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much. Who thought that there should be a left viewpoint because it's all right, and did it and became an enormous success. His kids are more liberal than he is. Okay, so he had some other things going, trying to buy Sky News England and all that stuff. So he gave it to the kids to run. How about that? He gave it to the kids to run, and you can see there's more of a left lean than there used to be.
But Sandy, let me ask you this: if you're the kids, okay, no matter how liberal you are, and you see the cash cow that Fox News is, the money that's bringing in, the viewers, they win in viewership on cable news every night. Wouldn't you say, okay, maybe I disagree with their opinion of the commentary at night, but why would I change what we've got going on here?
Well, let me tell you something. Money, 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 money doesn't mean that much to them. Disney bought up all of the movie titles from Fox and some other things from Fox regarding movies, and the amount of money that they paid is astronomical. So I'm sure the kids aren't caring whether the Fox is not making as much as they used to, or they're limiting their potential. They got more than they could ever spend in 10 lifetimes.
Let me ask you this. If that deal had included Fox News, do you think Disney would have changed what we know as Fox News?
That's interesting. Disney is money-oriented. They might have done it, but you have to. All of the anchors would have to dress up like the Bear Jamboree, and that might be a little too much. All right, let's take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.